Witam Państwa. Dzisiaj zapoznamy się z wyrażeniami pochodzącymi od domu. Idioms from around the house. Number one. To bring the house down means make the audience laugh and clap. The comedian brought the house down with his joke. To hit the ceiling. To suddenly become very angry. Polacy mówią być wściekłym. Tom hit the ceiling when the Seattle Mariners lost the game 7-0. Number three, on the house. You don't have to pay. Polacy mówią, my stawiamy. The pub owner said, to celebrate the Mariners' victory, all drinks are on the house. Number four, under the table. To do something in secret, usually against the law. Polacy mówią, brać łapówę. Albo łapówkę. It's illegal for government officials to take money under the table. Number five. On the shelf. No longer in use. Polacy mówią, idziesz w odstawkę. Some people feel on the shelf when they retire. They are bored. They have nothing to do. To practice these expressions, please answer questions with yes or no. After the meal at the restaurant, we got free chocolates. Were the chocolates on the house or no? Yes, they were on the house too. Nobody laughed at the comedian's joke. Did he bring down the house? Yes or no? No, he didn't bring down the house. Number three. The construction company gave the city mayor money so it would be chosen to build the new highway. Did the mayor get money under the table? Yes or no? Yes, he did. He got money under the table, which is illegal. Number four. Judy retired after working 40 years as a teacher. She had nothing to do and felt bored. Did she feel on the shelf? Yes. Yes, she did. Number five. When his wife told him about her car accident, which left the car with a large dent, Tom was very understanding and tried to comfort her. Did he hit the ceiling? Yes or no? Did he hit the ceiling? No, he didn't. On nie był wściekły. He didn't hit the ceiling. Tyle na razie. Kłaniam się. Anna Gertler.